This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome back to the show, America Tonight, celebrating 10 years. It was a somber weekend. It was about hate, and it was about a synagogue in Pittsburgh and a man named Robert Bowers at 46 destroying his life, and more importantly, he destroyed the lives of 11 people and others. So 11 people dead, 6 left seriously injured, including a couple of police officers. What happened is before 10 o'clock, he went into the Tree of Life Synagogue in a suburb of Pittsburgh. And he opened fire. He was screaming anti-Semitic things. I can't sit by and watch my people get slaughtered and screw your optics. I'm going in and all these other kinds of horrible things. So because of the anti-Semitic rants on social media, now the FBI is investigating the attack as a hate crime. It doesn't bring back the victims who ranged in age from their 50s, two brothers, to up to their 90s. The people were stunned. People who lived in the neighborhood were stunned. People who go to that synagogue were stunned. We've heard these words before. It was a rampage. He was a lone guy by himself. He was trying to leave the synagogue after what he did, and then they got him. They forced him out in a shootout. He was injured, but he's fine. And the Pittsburgh's FBI special agent in charge said, his name is Bob Jones, he said it's the most horrific crime scene he's seen in 22 years. He said the victims were brutally murdered and simply because of their faith. I mean, that's the bottom line. So federal charges, you know, 29 counts, it could lead to the death penalty. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said that. And the Attorney General for Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, said the shooting occurred at the synagogue during a baby naming ceremony. Oh, listen, I don't care what religion you are, how you worship, going into churches, going into synagogues, going into any house of worship, for that matter, killing any innocent people, but let's stick with that for a second, is just despicable beyond belief. Just despicable, reprehensible. I mean, I can use all kinds of words. It doesn't bring the victims back. It doesn't quell the hate. I think moving forward, it's a question of what do you do? I talked about this in another hour of the show. I had a conversation with one of my buddies in Los Angeles. Think of Los Angeles, and we talk about gun debates and all that, and which is not the place for this, but he said that in his church, they have people that have concealed and carry, and that they agreed that during every service, somebody, 2 to 3 people, would be there who are certified and practice with their weapon, etc., and they would be in the church in case the worst happens. So in case the worst happens, sad that we even have to think that way, but moving forward, there may be more people that think that way, where they either get security or they have to lock the doors, which is equally as sad. And, you know, here's the bottom line. People in Pittsburgh, we wrap our arms around you. There's vigils being held for them. There's money being raised. There's comfort that's being served up because that's the kind of people we are, but it doesn't bring back the victims. And I don't know about you, but I think of my grandmother who was a church-going person, and if I ever got the call that my grandmother, Florence, had been killed that way, or my other grandmother, I just don't even know how I would wrap my mind around that. And it hits you in the gut when you think of it that way. Think of it as personal. Think of it as, think of it as what it would do to you, how it would make you feel. It's very, 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 very dark. The mayor of Pittsburgh said a darkest day in Pittsburgh history. Wow, just the darkest day. And it was a crazy week where we had the mail bombing suspect who now they say he had early signs of horrible, mental illness, just not grounded in reality. Caesar Sayoc, that he struggled when he was younger and his family couldn't persuade persuade him to get help, and they tried, and his mother said that. 56, he was arrested in Plantation, Florida, accused of sending the bomb-like devices to 13 people that included former presidents Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, other Democrats critical of the prez. And it turns out the guy was a former strip club worker, pizza employee, listed his mother's condo as his place of residence, but they think he had been living in his van for maybe 6 years. So none of those bombs went off, thank goodness, but it was a scary situation for sure, and he'll go away for the rest of his life. I can't imagine with all the charges that that won't happen. And you just say to yourself, you shake your head and say, you know, really, for what? To cause that anxiety and then to ruin his life and the others around him. I mean, just, you know, wow. Just absolutely wow. And I can imagine this week we'll be talking more about that. More about safety. What do you do moving forward? You know, what happens? The synagogue, certainly, and what happened in Pittsburgh is overwhelming, and there'll be more conversations about that. Some are trying to tie the recent violence and Trump's rhetoric to that. Vice President Mike Pence is denying his habit of attacking opponents contributed to the shooting that left the people dead, and said, look, people have their own style, and people on both sides of the aisle use strong language, which is true. And tone down the rhetoric. It's not pushing people. Is it pushing the people to acts of violence? And that's what the conversation has centered around. And the Sunday Swirl, which is the political talking heads on TV, all of them were saying, you know, let's have common sense. We can have different ideologies. Let's get people to vote. This is the midterm elections. It's important, and let's focus on that. In the meantime, despite roadblocks, the caravan continues to inch closer to the capital of Mexico City. Ultimately, the U.S. border, people are dropping out of that, though. The group is about 1,000 miles away from the border, moving very slowly. There's children, women and children. There are people from Honduras, especially Central America, countries like that. And we'll see what happens with the National Guard coming and where that all ends up. But there's still some time before that happens. Powerball, if you were one of the people that ran out and bought a Powerball ticket, there were two winners. So sorry, you're out of luck as far as the big jackpot, Iowa and New York. They're going to split the $687.8 million jackpot, third largest in the game's history. Cash option would be like just under $400 million. That's just wild to think about that, isn't it? There were a lot of people that ran out that never play the lottery. And then there were like 13 people, something like that, that ended up with $1 million. They just didn't have that last ball, but they had all of the others. So how about that? Yeah. Moving forward on this show coming up, we got a couple of great guests at the tail end of the hour. But coming up on the flip side, some more about Pittsburgh, the reaction to that, and, you know, many of you sending notes, sending emails, and your thoughts on feeling for the people and saying how awful it is, and that you agree with me. We can have a tug of war. We can be furious. We can hate some of what's happening politically speaking, but to take it to a level where it's a hate crime and the anti-Semitic rants. And I mean, hey, look, the president's daughter is Jewish. She converted to Judaism. Her husband Jared Kushner is, and the grandchildren are for just a couple of the quick facts there. All right, I'll meet you over the fence on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney back again with America Tonight. Okay, so more on the synagogue shooting, the synagogue massacre. The suspect, I mentioned this already, was shouting anti-Semitic rhetoric, trading gunfire ultimately with the cops. The shooting victims identified as brothers, husband and wife, killed in just what has been described as just a disgraceful, disgusting, horrible, horrible scene that you cannot even wish that you would be in the middle of this. And it happened in the morning. It happened before 10 a.m. He expressed his rants. I just want to kill Jews is one of the things that was said. And he has been now charged with these crimes, including the hate crime, it's looking like. So 11 state counts of criminal homicide, 6 of aggravated assault, 13 of ethnic intimidation in connection with the attack that killed the 11 and injured 6 others, including 4 police officers, and the 29 federal counts as well. The assault on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood, and you know, now in trying to find the reasons, there aren't any reasons. It was a rampage. It was an attack. It was a crazy person's rant. That's it. It was somebody who just lost his mind, and as a result, people lost their lives. I mean, just again, an outrageous thing to happen. And the people in Pittsburgh are reacting. You know, hatred can't weaken the city of steel. That were the signs that you saw out of the Pittsburgh game, the Pittsburgh Steelers winning their game, but the focus, so much of the focus on thinking of the poor people, the victims that were slaughtered. And of course, people are coming together to rally around those folks, and that's the kind of world we live in. That's the kind of people we are in the United States, and I hope that that's not forgotten in all of this unspeakable insanity and this hateful, sick, twisted man's mind that, you know, is now accused of this and charged with these terrible things that nobody was expecting to happen. And when I say things, ending the life of people who've lived long lives, and we're not expecting, you know, to get the phone calls about their grandparents. People weren't expecting that. We're in their 50s, the two brothers. I mean, yeah, just awful. I feel like, you know, we need to, and people are choked up. People can barely talk. The SWAT team, etc. You know, the Pittsburgh synagogue gunman told SWAT that he wanted to kill all Jews to die. He wanted them to die. And it's choked up so many. And we had three hate-filled kind of crimes, three hate-filled suspects that have caused havoc to other people. There was the grocery store. I haven't even mentioned that. In one of my favorite states, Kentucky, Jefferson Town, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville. And it, you know, it, think about it. There was a guy who banged on a door, a First Baptist church, and tried to pull it open, couldn't pull it open, couldn't get inside. So then he went to a Kroger store. He shot two people, both African American. The first was 69, a 69-year-old, Maurice Stallard, who was with his 12-year-old grandson. The grandson was hysterical. He was buying a poster board. I want you to think about this for a school project. Really? The second was a 67-year-old woman who was killed in the parking lot as the guy fled. The mayor there said, "I'm sick and heartbroken and angry. I would feel that way about any act of violence and cruelty." And this guy had a history of mental illness, made racist threats, repeatedly called his ex-wife the N-word. All kinds of things are coming out about that. Because, of course, you look into the history and want to know what could possibly make that happen? What drives somebody to do that? To Gregory Bush, 51 years old, a 51-year-old white man. What drives him to do that? What does it? What pushes in that direction? Mm. And then we had the whole bombing thing, and the 56-year-old Florida man, Cesar Sayak, and he mailed 14, I thought it was 13, now they're saying 14 pipe bombs. They didn't detonate, but they were real. And his hatred obviously was there. And then the one we've been talking about, the gunman who went into the synagogue. It was a really, really rough week, a couple of days really, for that kind of stuff, that stuff that we don't want to happen here in the United States. Disagreements, not caring for the way some of the rhetoric goes, all that, fine. But to have this happen, you know, I mean, it's terrible. Absolutely undescribable. That's it. Undescribable. All right, let's move on to something else. Let's talk about something else. It's like we need, you know, Halloween's coming up in a few days. Not that Halloween's going to turn us around, but we need something to bounce back on, right? What are the positive stories out there that are happening? And the positive is what so many of you are doing, reaching out and helping other people. And we see that every day. Examples of that in pulling people up in neighborhoods, and I choose to believe, really I do, that we really are a nation of people that are givers and care about other people, and stronger is, you know, stronger than hate is something. We are stronger than that. The Steel City is stronger than that. We're stronger than that, you know. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I'm gonna go in that direction with everybody else. All right, let's look at a couple of other things. You know, I talked about the Powerball thing, and somebody asked me, "Well, geez, if you won Powerball, would you still do the show?" Absolutely. 10 years on this show? You think you're getting rid of me that easy? Of course, no. Of course I'll hang around. I did not win the Powerball. I'm not usually a lottery player, but I did play the lottery, just a little amount, nothing big. I see people that are pulling out big bills to play, and I'm thinking maybe they know something I don't know, but I'm not sure. It's got to be something different, right? Something different than what I know. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's move on to something else that caught my attention, and this is one of those stories where luckily I saw him in concert, but bravo, family, Trump's career. Michael Bublé, easy for me to say, Bublé. He has been talking about his son's cancer, and you think of cancer and what cancer does. I was watching one of the ball games over the weekend, and they had Stand Up to Cancer, and everybody, of course, has a sign, almost everybody touched by cancer, any room you go in, some survivors, but some that have family that didn't, like in my family, my mother, who I adored, dying of colon cancer 5 years ago, and a grandmother I lost when I was a kid from breast cancer. So anyway, Michael Bublé did an appearance on Stand Up to Cancer episode of Carpool Karaoke on Saturday, and he talked to James Corden about his 5-year-old son Noah, who was diagnosed with liver cancer at age 3. And he said, you know, it's hard to acknowledge because it's so painful to talk about. We got the diagnosis and that was it. My whole life ended. He's married to an Argentinian actress. They have 3 kids together, 2 sons and a daughter. He said his extended family relocated to LA to be closer to his son Noah while he underwent treatment. And he said they take it day by day, and he said we're all moved by what's happening, and we have the best doctors, and you know, they're just focusing on their time with him. He said he wasn't going to tour anymore, do any of that. He, you know, they're focusing on him. They're focusing on anything they can do with him. And gosh, you just don't think of a 3-year-old. But then, of course, we know that happens. And that's, it doesn't matter. Money, influence, etc. Cancer cuts across all areas of life and income levels, and there's just another example of that certainly they don't want for anything, but it's they want for their son to get better. You know, that's the bottom line. I don't know about all of you, and I'm going to end this segment on this, but what is one of the topics of conversation constantly? How fast is the internet? So AT&T is saying that they have completed the world's first 5G connection. Yep, first. They're claiming it, that they have it. They're slinging it around. They said they have done it. The first millimeter wave will be soon commercially available. And 5G. So, wow, where does your technology go with... That's like sci-fi level, isn't it? The AT&T test was completed, they say, in Waco, Texas. And it was one of a dozen of previously named cities where AT&T says it's going to be the first carrier in the U.S. to deliver the 5G. Other launches... Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Florida, New Orleans, Oklahoma City. There are like 19 different areas where they're going to do it. I mean, that's blazing speed, isn't it? That's the fastest network I can think of. All right, so stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and the First Lady were met with protesters as they arrived at the Pittsburgh synagogue where 11 worshipers were killed last Saturday.
Turn your back and follow the march.
Tariya Hamilton, mourning the loss of his good friend Cecil Rosenthal, says President Trump should have stayed away.
I think he should have not came today. I think he should have sent his daughter. I think he should have just waited until after everything calms down.
There were funerals for four of the victims on Tuesday. There'll be services from now until Friday for all 11 people killed in the shooting rampage. The president and the first lady arrived after the funerals and lit candles for each of the victims in the synagogue's vestibule. After that, at a makeshift memorial of the Stars of David outside, the couple laid white roses as well as stones for each of the dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Perspective on something that I think a lot of people suffer with and suffer through, you know, what we do in our daily lives. Evelyn is joining us, and she's written a great book called Grace Lynn that I think is so incredibly impactful. I love this novel and the places that it takes you, and you will too. So, Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate. It's such an honor to be on America Tonight Radio.
Oh, thank you for saying that. And, you know, you and I talked off the air, and it really is a powerful story because you and I both agree that we don't always know when we see people what they're going through. So take us through Grace Lynn's life. What was Grace Lynn's life like, and where you pick it up in the story?
Okay. Grace Lynn is my book. It's my novel. It's a 380-page novel, so it's not a short story. And it's Christian-based, and it will take you through so much and so amazing emotions that you'll be glad probably when it's over so you can actually just breathe. I would call my book a fictitious supernatural thriller. And the story begins with Lynn. She's the main character in the book, L-I-N, and she leaves Hemet, California, and drives to Greenville, South Carolina, to start her new life. She rents a small U-Haul and drives herself cross country to start her new life. She reaches Greenville and she gets there safely. She pulls a little mattress out of her U-Haul and takes it into her Cracker Jack box apartment that she had rented and throws it on the floor to sleep for the night. And then that's where the book starts. She wakes up in the morning in Greenville on her mattress on the floor. So this book takes you through so many emotions, Kate. One minute you're laughing out loud. One minute the tears are rolling down your face. It is such a heart-wrenching story. I try to take it to the depth of the heart. There's so many people, that's where they live. They live in depths of depression or depths of despair. And they go out and everybody thinks they're fine, but the heart is hurting and aching, and there's so many people like that. So with my story, I take you in many directions. I take Lynn through things like Ouija boards, and there's exorcisms and demons. She fights a lot of dark forces in her life that try to keep bringing her down because God's got her hand on Lynn, and he's using her for his purpose. So she's always fighting the dark forces just to keep above ground and to keep going. But through all this, this book will tell you how the grace of God is so unmeasurable and so wonderful. And when you find the grace of God, you just pick yourself back up and you just keep on going. And God gives you that strength to do that.
Wow, what a great synopsis of the book. And we're speaking with Abba Lynn. The book is called Graceland. You can pick it up on Amazon.com and wherever great books are sold. And I love that.
Right.
She wakes up on a mattress in Greenville, South Carolina. And like you say, the dark forces are working. And, you know, you go through this Ouija board and exorcism. To do this, did you have to do a lot of research? I know a lot of this is based on what you've gone through.
Right, and I have been used quite a bit in my life. I had an Ouija board experience when I was very young, which opened my eyes to the fact that there are supernatural spirits out there, and a lot are not our friends. So I had this experience as I was really young, so that kind of put me in the direction to try to understand what was really going on out there and what was real and what was not. So I've used this this experience, and a lot of these are my lifetime experiences. I've worked with people who have been in satanic ritual abuse and all that. So my last 10, 20 years, it's been definitely working with the hurting and the people that are fighting the dark forces.
And what would you tell the people that are fighting the dark forces? Because I think you're offering them hope. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that there is no greater force than God. And that every other force has to bow down to him. And when you have him in your heart and in your life, you don't even fear these things. They're just, I call them demonic roaches. They're just pests. And with the power of God in you, you have all the power in the world to fight these things and to bring them down. People just don't know how to deal with it. And they live in fear. And the thing is, you really need just to fear God, because under God, everything else means really nothing as far as fear. So I actually teach you, take you through an exorcism, and then I actually teach you or the reader how to deal with this if something like this should happen. So there's a lot of golden nuggets in this book. Past the story, there's a great story, but there's a lot of hope and help and healing and how to deal with dark forces, how to pick yourself back up and be strong and have a wonderful, fruitful life.
Oh, I like that, a wonderful, fruitful life. And the book is called Graceland. We're speaking with Abba Lynn. And, you know, we go back to all these things that happened in, because so much of this, as you say, coming through the other side, happened in Greenville, South Carolina. What were the people in Greenville, South Carolina like in the book?
Actually, she had only been to Greenville, South Carolina in the book one time, and she moves there to be with her cousin Junebug, who she's lonely. She came out of a divorce a few years earlier. So she moved to Greenville to be with her cousin Junebug, and the first day that she gets to Greenville, there's this event that happens that literally changes her life forever. And I'm not going to tell you what the event is, but that's where the story takes off. After this event, and then it just takes you through her journey where everything is being led, where she's being led, and everybody is reaching out to her, and she goes through quite a trip. And the end of the story, you will not believe, Kate. it is such a cliffhanger that you would never think that it would have ended like this. So I try to keep my readers excited, and this is actually going to be the first book. I've just finished my second one, and it's going to be like a saga where the second book takes off where the first book ended. And mainly my main goal to write this book is just to help the hurting, encourage the ones that feel they have no hope, just to keep on going, keep on trying. God loves them, and they're going to be okay.
What a great message, and I love those cliffhangers that you talk about that you put in the book, and it's smart, and that's, we want to encourage people to go out and pick up Grace Lynn. Abelin is the author of the book, and that's what we're speaking about. How about the writing process for you? Because now you say, oh, here you are to the second book, but what was it like writing a novel that's 380 pages?
Yeah, you know what? I spent, for Grace Lynn, the first book, I spent about a year and a half writing it, and I could actually write a book on what I had to go through to get this book out there, because the dark forces were hitting me on every direction. But I got the book out there, and it's a book of poems also. It's got a lot of wonderful poems in it. It's a Christmas story. The time frame starts like December 1st through February. And it just kind of takes you through the whole Christmas season, and it gives you Christmas poems and the joy of Christmas. And it, to me, it'd be just exciting to read this book during the Christmas season and enjoy your Christmas while you're reading about Lynn's Christmas.
No, I like that. You and I talked about this before off the air, and I want to make sure that listeners get a chance to hear you actually recite that favorite poem. Will you do that for us?
Okay. The poem that I recited when I talked to you last time was called Prayer of Despair. And it's a poem that I wrote when I was at my lowest. And I'm being a poet, I always try to rhyme things. So if I was in despair, I'd get my yellow pad out and I'd write all my despair. But then I would rhyme it with words. So then that's how my poetry started, is from my heart. And the poem Prayer of Despair, I'm going off the top of my head, so bear with me. It goes like this. As I sit alone with my broken heart, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I envision dying. Would that bring me peace? Would it be better if my life and breath would cease? I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of crying. Oh, God, I fear I'm dying. Oh, Abba, oh, Abba, please hear my prayer. Oh, Abba, please show me you care. And then it goes on from there.
Wow. I love the way that you, recited that to us. And again, we're speaking with Abba Lynn. The book is called Grace Lynn. What do you want, and I think we get that message through this really powerful conversation, but what do you want listeners to come away with your book? Laughing, crying, feeling that there's hope. What else?
You know, emotions are so good for us. They're God-given. And, you know, you think through a lot of things when you're down. You go to a place where you just kind of get in your own little world, and you think about what I should do or how I should do. So all of these poems and these directions, I think all these emotions are actually good for us. But the best emotion is picking yourself back up and realizing you're not alone and God's got you. And he knows your pain, and he knows your heart. And pick yourself up, and you'll be amazed when you pick yourself up. You actually come back stronger, and you come back more determined. So I think the goal for my book is just to pick up the hurting, saying, hey, stand up. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it. There's thousands of us have been there, and we've made it, and you will too. So that's my main goal, is just to pick up the hurting, encourage the ones that need it, and strengthen the masses.
Wow. What a perfect place to end this. You definitely want to get this book, Grace Lynn, Abba Lynn. Congratulations on the book, and thank you so much for joining us.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Transformation, moving from the ordinary to the extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You are, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera. And it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it, going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is, and it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book, but what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you, too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them, and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.